what's up, guys? It's Zach Valenti here from this podcast that you're already listening to. Anyway, I am here to share with you some very exciting news. For the first time ever, we are doing Wolf 359 Live. It'll be in New York City on December 19th. We hope to see you there. For more information and for tickets, you can check out www.wolf359.fm. Again, that's www.wolf359.fm. We hope to see you there in New York, and we hope you enjoy our season 2 finale. Welcome to Wolf 359.
Hello, does anyone copy? This is Douglas Eiffel aboard the USS Vesta Station. Please respond. Again, is anybody out there? Please respond. Again, is anybody out there? Please respond.
Okay. If anybody has a good explanation for what is going on here, now would be the time.
That's not me.
It sure as hell sounds like you.
Captain.
No, Lovelace is right. We must understand what
is... The only thing I understand is that you need to stop talking.
That's not me.
We know, Eiffel. Nobody's going to do anything rash here.
Speak for yourself, Commander.
You said old musical transmissions. You never mentioned actually hearing voices.
Never had vocal recording. This is first time.
Well, how can we be getting a call from Officer Doug Eiffel? If that's the case, then
how
please...
Let's not get carried away here.
That's not me!
Well, no, not really. It's not really Officer Eiffel. We have no voice of our own, so we're borrowing yours to communicate.
What? You have my voice? What?
Your logs. We've received many of your long-distance calls.
This is the audio log of Communications Officer Doug Eiffel.
This is the log of Communications Officer Doug Eiffel.
This is the audio log of Communications Officer Doug Eiffel.
We have listened.
You transmit your logs into deep space.
No?
Yes, he does. I think he only managed to do it once, but forgot that he taped down the transmit button on the comms console.
Hold on. You're not really suggesting that we're talking to...
Don't say the A word.
You can understand English.
We have good spidey senses. With enough time and examples, we've been able to work out the cliff notes. Although, there have been issues. We're still trying to figure out what you mean by crazy whamma jamma.
Would it have killed you? Would it have killed you to speak English like a normal person?
How was I supposed to know that-
It was literally your one job.
What is happening with the star?
It's a process. It's a long story, you wouldn't get it. These may not be the right words exactly. You may want to hold on to something.
But it is you doing it.
Yes.
Why?
To communicate.
What?
You need to stop. Our craft isn't powerful enough to stay in orbit. If you don't reverse whatever you did, we're going to collide with the star and die.
To communicate. Yes.
I don't think they understand what that word means.
Hold up. Everybody shut up for a second.
Who are you?
You know who we are. Dear listeners, please stand by.
Wait, no, don't!
Eiffel, can we get the playback on that transmission?
What good is that going to do?
Increasing again. We're getting swept away here.
Did all of that just happen?
Yes, but now all of this is still happening, so I need you to snap out of it. We can freak out about the existential implications of our tiny, tiny place in the universe after we survive this, okay?
Sure.
Okay?
Sure.
Loveless, plan?
I was about to ask the same thing. Do we have any way to boost power to the engines?
We don't. We're already at maximum engine power, and we're still losing ground.
So what? There's nothing we can do?
I know my opinions are not held in very high esteem.
Just spit it out, Doctor.
Principal limitation seems to be the inability of our VX3 engine to break free of the star's gravity. However, I've recently been hearing a lot about issues arising because we suddenly have two VX3 engines in our possession.
Oh.
Hira, could that even work?
Running the figures now. It would double our propulsion potential, increase our counter momentum.
Is the connection from the station to the ship strong enough for a maneuver like that?
The docking collar should be able to take the pressure.
Even while fighting the star's pull?
We'll have to be very careful with the trajectories, calculate the angles of propulsion to minimize stress on the crafts. It'll be tricky, but we might be able to make it work.
Hell, beats just sitting around waiting for Cookie Monster out there to take a bite out of us.
Okay, Eiffel, Loveless, go to the ship, get the engine running on the double. Hilbert, double-check the docking system. Make sure we're not going to break apart at the wrong moment. I'm going to...
Here, get the station under control.
I can't. We're in the middle of a serious concept. Brace for impact.
Holy crap. You okay, Commander?
Fine. Fine, Eiffel.
That entire panel just flew off the wall.
Yeah, I saw. God, that would have taken my head off if it wasn't for... Captain Loveless?
Oh. That's... not good.
Oh my God.
Loveless! Hilbert, get over here!
It's just...
Shh, be quiet.
No, not you.
What is...
One moment, Eiffel. Move your hand, Minkowski.
But the blood...
Later. Piece of shrapnel. No exit wound. Still inside her. Captain, can you move your feet?
Hilbert,
she can't. That thing on her arm would...
I know, Commander. We need to get her down to my laboratory. At once.
There, we've made it to the lab. It's gonna be okay.
Lab, right. Who could?
Hilbert?
Stomach wound. Bleeding needs to stop, but... Shrapnel may have hit vital organs, or major blood vessels. Need to examine to be sure.
Captain, listen to me. You're going to be fine. We are going to take care of you, and you are going to be fine. But I need you to tell me how to turn this thing off.
Turn the... lights out. Everybody's got... Get...
Captain, please. We need to switch off the bomb's trigger right now. I need your help.
Help. Please.
Captain, listen to
Commander,
me.
Commander, she's in shock. Won't get anything out of her now. Please, move. I need to sedate her.
Okay, what do we do first?
We don't do anything. You go help Eiffel and Hira.
Hilbert, this is too important for me to just...
Do what? Whatever stipulations from command I followed, whatever else you think of me, I am the station's medical officer. If we are going to survive this, then, once and for all, you need to let me do my job.
If she dies...
I know. She won't. Go save us, Commander.
Yeah, you too.
Hera, I'm almost at Loveless's ship. Can I get a sit rep?
Minkowski is making her way back up to the bridge right now.
And Loveless?
Hilbert's operating, but her vital signs are still slowing down.
Oh, goody. Is there anything else that can—
Don't you dare.
Right, sorry. Okay, at the airlock now. Hera, I'm having a bit of trouble here.
What do you mean by trouble?
I mean, the airlock door is not responding. Is it stuck or... or something?
Oh, God.
I took out the door's motion sensor this morning to stop Loveless from doing something.
Stupid.
Hey, it was your idea. Okay, how long do we have until we hit the point of no return? Can we get this thing working in time?
Remind me again how long it took you to—
Yeah, that sentence doesn't end anywhere good. Okay. Plan B. We get some explosive charges and just blow this thing open.
Plan B tears through the station's hull and wrecks the docking collar. Kinda defeats the point.
Well, if you have any other options, I'm all ears.
Actually, I have a really bad idea. Commander, I think that I've managed to get the comm system working again. Would you like me to connect you to Officer Eiffel?
Please. Eiffel? We're almost there. Tell me you're in position.
Not just yet.
What? What's taking you so long?
I'm kinda taking the long way around.
The what?
The airlock door wasn't really working because of, you know, all the stuff today. So I'm just going for the shuttle's rear hatch.
It's rear... Please tell me you're not outside the station right now.
Well, I could tell you that, but it wouldn't exactly be—
Eiffel, do you have any idea how much being out in that soup is going to interfere with your magnetic gear? It's going to take you forever to get to the shuttle.
Yeah, I know. That's why I borrowed your jetpack thingy.
You what?
Just this once, for a very good life and death emergency situation.
Oh, Lord. Just be careful. You break my jetpack, I break you.
Roger that.
System's ready to go on your command.
Roger that, shuttle. Please stand by.
Running final checks on trajectory vectors, Commander. One moment, please.
Shuttle, you're clear to spool up number one.
Starting number one.
Eiffel, we're going to do our best to keep it steady, but it's a minefield out there. You're gonna have to compensate for a bit of chop to keep us together.
Chop. Sure. How much time before we...
4 minutes, just about. Commander, set approach vector to 010.95.
You get that, shuttle?
Engine spooled up. 010.95 is selected. Ready on your mark, Hephaestus.
Hera, do you want me to take controls for this?
No, I'll do it.
Full burn on my mark. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, mark.
Okay.
20 seconds.
shuttle? Do you copy? Eiffel? You alive?
Yeah. I think so, Hephaestus. What happened?
The docking collar broke at the last moment. The ship's detached.
The good news is you got us far enough. We made it far enough to get on a stable orbit. We're good. I can fly. I can fly well, even.
What about me?
You're fine. The shuttle's actually even further out than us by about 35 kilometers.
Eiffel, do you have engines?
Negative. Nothing's responding except the aux power.
Okay, well, we'll figure that out. Let's all just take a moment here.
Yeah. Woo, go us. Not dying.
Not dying yet.
Sit rep, Hilbert. How's she doing?
I removed the shrapnel. Patch damage to arteries. She seems to be stabilizing, but this will take some time.
But she's going to be okay, right?
I'm doing my best, Commander, but no guarantees. Not yet. But she is a fighter, and seems to be really good at not dying.
Right. Well, thank you, Doctor. Eiffel, you there?
Yeah, Commander. How's Loveless?
Still touch and go, but she's hanging on. And things on your side?
Well, I can't get the main engine to turn on. The VX-3 is not responding at all.
It was an older model. We may have pushed it too far, used up all the charge that was left.
That's encouraging.
Eiffel, just hang tight. You're drifting, but pretty slowly. We'll steer the Hephaestus within range, and then you can use the propulsion maneuvering system to get back here.
Now, hang on. I think I might be able to get the boosters to come back online. I should be able to use those to...
Clear! Clear!
Did... was that...
It's okay, Eiffel. I think. I don't think that was enough for the sensor to... Eiffel? Eiffel! Hera, report. Now! What the hell just happened out there?
One moment, Commander.
Did the bomb go off?
Yes, confirmed detonation. My scans are still trying to...
Hephaestus, do you copy? Mayday, mayday!
Yes, we copy. Here, get me his position. Eiffel did...
Yes, it detonated. The VX-3's in one piece, but I've lost power. There's no boosters, no engine. The ship's spinning. Going real fast.
Hera, tell me he's not headed back towards the star.
No, he's moving away from us. Towards deep space. And he's picking up speed.
Eiffel, you'll need to slow down or find some way to change course back towards the Hephaestus. Can you comply?
I can't, Doc. There's no propulsion. I can't get the ship stable.
Hera, we need to do something.
He's going too fast.
Eiffel, we're not just going to leave you out there. We're going to figure...
Commander,
Eiffel? Eiffel?
Commander, he's not showing up on any of my scans. He's gone.
Wolf 359 will return on February 14th. This has been Wolf 359 by Kinda Evil Genius Productions. Tonight's episode was written and directed by Gabriel Urbina. The roles of Eiffel and Hilbert were played by Zach Valenti. The role of Minkowski was played by Emma Sherjarko. The role of Hero was played by Michaela Sui. And the role of Loveless was played by Cecilia Lynn Jacobs.
Original music by Alan Rohde, and audio recording by Jared Paul. If you enjoyed tonight's episode, please consider leaving a review on our iTunes page. Follow us on Tumblr and Twitter at Wolf359 Radio to get the latest news and extras.